Everybody, this is the House of Dark, and welcome to an episode of Real Talk. So, I felt it was important to revisit an old series that I've watched. Granted, I am not the most hardcore. That's not true. I'm pretty up there, but I like watching, because every time they come out with a new series, I pretty much watch it from beginning to end. And, but not all of them, not all the way through. Some of them I walk away from, but most of them I watch all the way through. So I decided to revisit the Power Rangers franchise, not the movies, specifically the TV series. And part of it's because Hasbro is doing a lot of talking lately about Power Rangers, about how they're making an attempt to essentially like MCU Power Rangers. They want the TV shows and the movies to be connected, even though technically, Power Rangers, at least Turbo, the Power Rangers Turbo movie had direct continuity with the TV series. So, you know, and I was discussing that with, Ian from the Stuff Podcast show because he's the only guy I know who's the big Power Ranger guy. I mean, we're talking about not just Power Rangers. We're not talking about just the American version. He's a Super Sentai guy. So for those who don't know what Super Sentai is, Super Sentai is Power Rangers in Japan. That's before we got it. And they've been doing it for years. They've been doing it for decades, you know. And I think they're still making stuff, you know. And so, and he watches them all. He watches the Japanese version. He watches the American version. He knows it all. So I say, I say stuff to him. He's like, nope, you know, stuff like that. Or he's like, yeah, you know, stuff. We were having a discussion about it the other day. And Hasbro is not only talking about connecting the universe between the movies and the TV show, or the TV series, they're talking about rebooting the movies, which we kind of already knew. But Hasbro's already talking, we kind of already knew this too, there's a new Power Rangers series coming out called Dino Fury, and that is going to officially be the last Super Sentai American adaptation. So for those who don't know what that means, is that typically, if you go back and watch Power Rangers, there's a lot about Power Rangers that doesn't make sense, like cutscene-wise and stuff like that, or, you know, action-wise, because part of it is because a lot of the stuff they took was from, like, the Japanese version. So, typically, what they did, I don't know if they did it with Ninja Steel and Samurai and stuff like that. I can't remember completely, but I know, at least with Mighty Morphin into, like, Zeo and Turbo. And I think in space, they pretty much, the Japanese developers will send all the American producers a bunch of cutscenes of just like of the battles from the Power Rangers series, the episodes. And they literally had like take those and come up with their own episodes, like ideas like why did Rita do this and brought out this monster? Well, we'll write it like this, you know, stuff like that. And that's why if you watch like Mighty Morphin, and then you go and watch like Zoranger, which is the Super Sentai version or the Japanese version, the stories don't match. It's because they that's how they did it. So, and then according to there's like a hardcore Power Ranger guy on YouTube that I checked with Ian, is a reliable source, and Hasbro is even talking about it that they are separating themselves from the Super Sentai series. In other words, saying that they're no longer being using the Super Sentai series as a source to produce Power Ranger a series. Because right now, the one that's currently out right now is Beast Morphers. And then next year, Dino Fury comes out. So, you know, they're doing that. So what does that mean? Potentially means we're going to be getting some fresh American material Power Rangers. Maybe we're getting something. They're going to come up with something super new, super, super new. And maybe that's going to be directly connected to the cinematic universe. And because I know, like I said, they're rebooting the movies, even though we only have got one movie, but they're rebooting it again and stuff like that. Cause Hasbro Hasbro like owns them now. I know they own Transformers and that's what they're doing. So, you know, and so they're the same people. They have the AllSparks production company. And so they're going to be definitely coming out with their own series. And we're still waiting for our Bumblebee sequel, but you know, I know they're working on it. They're talking about that series still happening. We're still waiting for that. But anyways, so with that in the air, especially recently, that's a lot of that that's been talking again, even though some of it we already knew, at least I knew ahead of time, but Hasbro's starting to make more and more statements confirming this stuff. I thought, let's go revisit. So I went back and I didn't, here's the thing. I didn't go back to the beginning because I already know Mighty Morphin. I watched all of Mighty Morphin and all the different iterations of Mighty Morphin. So, you know, from the Thunder Zords to the Negetti powers from bringing in Tommy as the Green Ranger to turning him into the White Ranger, you know, all the way down to Zeo when Jason comes back and becomes gold and giving Billy the shaft and sending him to an ocean planet even though he has no gills. And watching Turbo, watching a little kid be a Power Ranger for no apparent reason and nobody liked it, and watching these cars fly in space with no, like, any ability or reason to be able to do so. Anyways, so I've gone through those plenty of times. So I was like, let me go through the ones I remember, kind of. So I watched Power Rangers in Space. So for those who don't know or care, it all depends. It literally takes place right after Turbo. The command center was destroyed. Zordon was snatched. And the surviving Rangers went into space to pursue the kidnappers, essentially. Except for Justin. Justin stayed at home because he's a kid, so they left him at home by himself. No, not by himself, with his dad. But still, they left him. And eventually, they'd run into this giant ship, this mega ship, and an alien on her name, Andros. Technically, and here's the problem. Technically, he's not an alien, because he's from a human colony from a location called KO-35. So technically he's an Earthling, but he was Earthling that was colonized on a distant planet. So they're all human. But they try to make him different because they put some weird highlights in his hair. They gave him telekinesis because they wanted him to be different. And even though technically he's not an alien, but anyways, he's kind of doing the same thing. He's on his own pursuit after Zordon because he found out that they snatched him. And the big baddie, who's known as Dark Spectre, who literally is the ultimate ruler over all the bad guys. So we're down all the way back to, from Rita, who started the series, to Lord Zedd, to Mondo, to everybody, every villain, Divatox, every villain from Mighty Morphin all the way through Turbo. He's in charge of all of them. And then they're bringing in a new bad guy or a female antagonist, named Astronema. So you have, in the whole series, you have this, you know, this battle between the Rangers and Astronema, and then you have find out that Andros is on his own personal mission to find his sister who was taken from him when they were young. So you got this whole elaborate series going on. Now, here's the thing. And this series came out in 98. This is when the series came out. Here's the thing. I forgot. Whenever you go back and watch old series, I always forget that this is anything pre. When was the first Transformers movie? Because there's the first Transformers movie. That was 20. No, that's last. That's The Last Night. Dark of the Moon was 2011. So. And that's the third film. So the original Transformers was 2007. That was the same time Iron Man came out. 2007. So you're looking at literally anything after 2007 was post writer's strike. So when the writer's strike happened. Yeah, I think they were making Revenge of the Fallen when the writer's strike happened. There was kind of like a weirdest hiatus on the shows and the movies and stuff like that. Justifiably so, because of stuff, what was happening. But you notice after that, post-writer's strike, TV series got smaller and you know, things changed. So you're going back from anything pre-2007, you're looking at like seasons coming out like 20-something episodes. You're like, oh my God, I forgot this is how it was. Literally, this series, like, in space is like, by the time I finished it, it was like episode, like, 45. I was like, bye. Now, granted, that's nothing compared to, like, One Piece, where I'm in episode 240-something. So there, there's a give and take. So 43 is not bad when I'm in a 900 episode series, and I'm literally probably like maybe 25% in, not halfway. I'm still not halfway yet. I'll say 30. I'll give myself 30. Anyways, point is that, you know, so it's not horrible. And actually, I burned through it in like a couple of weeks, believe it or not. I just like every episode, like dead series, every episode's what? Not even 20 minutes. It's between like 18. If you skip to like the immediate, like, cause in, you're on Netflix, you can skip the intro. Intro's like a couple of minutes long. So, you know, in all honesty, the show is not even a full 20 minutes. Cause usually most TV series are about 20 episodes, about 20 minutes long. Power Rangers, you know, is, in all honesty, it's not a full 20 minutes. Like, if it was on network television, it would be. It would be a full half an hour because of commercials and stuff like that. But when you watch it straight, it's like they're nothing, but they're barely 20 minutes, if even. So I'm burning through these episodes. So the show itself is not bad. You know, you got to remember it's 98. It's still, and one thing Ian always keeps telling me, he's like, David, it's a kid's show. And I always have to remember that. Because this is tailored towards children. I always have to remember that. But at the same time, there are just some things that just don't work. And even he can argue that with me. There's just some things that just didn't work on this show. Like, number one. everybody on the show are supposed to be teenagers. Now, granted, everybody who's playing the cast, you know, TJ, Ashley, Cassie, these are all their, like, Carlos. These main characters are supposed to be teenagers. I think Andros is supposed to be two, more or less. So, but by the sixth episode in, you forget they're supposed to be teenagers because they don't. There's no implication. There's nothing that they kind of geared it towards until they go, oh man, I got midterms today, and all of a sudden, boom, Angel Girl High School. Wait, what? What? We just randomly just appeared on Earth in high school? Like they're literally in a spaceship this entire time. And they finally go back to Earth to go do a test, so to finish a test at school. I was crying laughing. I forgot they were supposed to be teenagers. And then they kept doing stuff that, like, was trying to imply they're teenagers. Like, for, what's her name? Tracy Lynn, who plays Ashley. I think that's her name. Who plays Cassie, they keep putting, like, barrettes in their hair to try to make them look like they could be young. Or they will put them, and Cassie at one point had, like, pigtails when she was wearing overalls in one episode. I'm like, they don't look like kids. There's nothing about them that look like they could be, because I have a 17-year-old. None of these guys look like they could be 17 years old. None of them. None of them do. You know, so that's what cracked me. I was like, stop trying to make it look like they're kids because they're not, or teenagers because they're not kids, but teenagers because they don't. They don't look like it. They don't look like it at all. And it's like, stop doing it. Stop doing it. It's not working. It isn't working. That was cracking me up. Number two, there's just some things that happen. I mean, like I said, I understand it's a kid's show. And so they can take liberties with stuff because most kids that aren't me or my brother or Ian from the Stuff Pod, pretty much my circle of people, well, for the most part, I'm sure there are, don't question anything. Me, I question everything. So it's like there's a moment in the series where they're flying through space because they have these boards they get on. Which, by the way, first of all, just to be clear, how does Andros know what Hang Ten means when he's from a different planet? He has been on Earth. He grew up on a different planet. What do you know what Hang Ten means? What is this? Anyways. So they get on the board, and at one point, there's a couple episodes where the board goes rogue, or they're being chased by enemy fighters, and the fighter shoots the board, and it starts to get wobbly. It gets a little wobble dance, and they literally fall off the board in space. Space has no gravity. How are you falling off the board? And when, like, one of the last episodes, you got the Silver Ranger holding on to the board. And he's like he's gonna fall off, and go where? You're in space. You're not gonna fall. You're just gonna float there. So it's just like, and I love it. David, come on, man. It's a kid's show. I'm like, yeah, but it's still space. Even as a kid, I understood space didn't have gravity. So this happening would still, you know, granted, when this came out, I was not a kid. You know, I was like 18, 19 years old. So at that point, I was more laughable to me. But even as a kid, I knew that in space there was no gravity. So for them to be like grabbing onto stuff like they're gonna fall off was funny to me. It was very funny to me. It would have been if I was a kid. Because I'm like, wait a minute, there's no gravity in space. I'd have done that. I thought that was funny. So typically in Power Rangers, for those who don't know, typically they introduce a sixth ranger, you know, and Mighty Morphin, it was Tommy when he was the Green Ranger, and eventually he became the White Ranger with the Tiger Zord. And then in Zeo, it was Gold. Trey from Triforia was the Gold Ranger, then eventually had to pass it to Jason. They brought Jason back to be the Gold Ranger. And Turbo, I believe he was the Blue Centurion, which, by the way, he's trash. But in Power Rangers in Space, it's Andros' best friend, the Silver Ranger, known as his name is Zane. We have came to the conclusion that Zane is the most hood Sixth Ranger ever, because this man, 90% of the time, did not want to do his job. And when he did, it was poor. It was so bad. He got beat up. First of all, I'm not saying that the Sixth Ranger is invincible. They're not. But usually, typically, story-wise, the Sixth Ranger is always stronger than the rest of the team. And that's why they're important. That's why they're a big deal. That's why when you watch, you know, Mighty Morphin and they're like doing stuff, they're like, oh my God, we need help. Where's Tommy? And Tommy's like shopping or like can't find a cantaloupe or like his shoe stuck in a vent before he goes, oh, I'll come and help you. Dragon Zord. And then he tips the balance. The Sixth Ranger always typically tip the balance in the fights. That's usually how it works. Not when you're Zane. There was one episode, he rolled in. First of all, he wasn't trying to work. He was trying to dip out because he was trying to go on a date. And then when he finally got there, he beat up the guy just enough for him to go big, because that's what they always do in Power Rangers. They always go big. And he's like, all right, well, it looks like you guys got this handle. This boy hopped back on his bike, dipped so he can go on his date. Just be clear, this is a Sixth Ranger, guys. The Sixth Ranger. One of the most important like additions to the team is always dipping out. It was so funny. It was so funny. It was laughable. It was just things like that that would crack me up. You know, and just other stuff. There's other jank. But like and one of the other episodes had me chuckle was, you know, so for those who like, once again, they're in a spaceship. This is like intergalactic spaceship. Giant spaceship that turns into a giant robot. So you got the craziest of technology. We're talking about it's full on teched out, you know, and you can't find one of your Rangers who has a communicator, which typically gives a signal. So your idea is to hack a landline from space to call her. What? Not a cell phone. Because at least that's satellites and cell towers, that could be, you know, you can get that. We're talking about a landline from space. I was like, what? So it's stuff like that. It made me laugh. And it was like, this show has some jank. But like the ending was pretty good and stuff like that. And actually the ending kind of set the pace for the series that came out, like Lost Galaxy, Time Force, and everything after that. Granted, like, the series kind of fell off a little bit when Samurai and Megaforce came out. And Ninja Steel. Oh. Ninja Steel is so bad. But, like, you know, Beast Morphers is kind of putting things back on. And I'm hoping Dino Fury makes things more, you know, fun to watch. Because, you know, like I said, you understand this is supposed to be geared towards a certain demographic. But I still have a lot of you know, none of us ever truly grow up, and so I still enjoy this stuff. But it was just so funny to watch it. You know, the way I see things now, even more so, and just look at something like. And like I said, I burned through like 45 episodes, and I didn't realize. I was like, oh man, I'm done. I'm done with the series. Wow. Okay. I was waiting for it to like shift to season 2 and season 3. No, it was just boom, 43 episodes out the gate. Because technically, if you look at that up, 40-some episodes, nowadays, that's 3 seasons. Yeah, that's about 3 seasons. If you put like 13 to 15 episodes a season, because that's how they do things now, that's about 3 seasons. So I was like, I literally watched 3 seasons worth of Power Rangers and with this show, and it's fine. It was perfect. When I was done, I was like, yeah, I felt good. Well, you know, so in the typical House of Darkness fashion, we're going to do my revisit to the 1998 Power Rangers series known as Power Rangers in Space. I honestly give Power Rangers in Space a 7.5. Like I said, it's one of the better ones. And not that Mighty Morphin or Zeo or Turbo weren't good. This one was good too. Most of the Power Rangers series are actually pretty good. And so I started, what's funny because after that one, I was like, what? I went back. I said, let me go look at a later one after in space, like Time Force. Because Time Force is like it's a time traveling Power Rangers series. Man, that first episode, somebody died. Just straight up got stabbed in the back by a bad guy, and the main protagonist lost their like fiance in a shootout. I was like, this, it got real so fast in the first episode. I was like, wow. I was like, all right, I'm gonna have to revisit all these shows, especially like the later ones. Like I said, like Lost Galaxy was always my favorite. Lost Galaxy, Time Force, go revisit SPD. I don't know if I can do Lightspeed Rescue. I don't know if I can do it. I don't know if I can do it. But, you know, Operation Overdrive, we already agreed, is one of the jankiest ones. The story of that was so stupid. So, like I said, there's a lot of these I've seen. I've seen all of these before. It's just going back and looking at them again. Like, I haven't seen Time Force in years. So I forgot what it's like. And as soon as the first episode, boom, somebody died. I was like, wow. What is this? So, you know, we'll see what happens with that. But 7.5 out of 10 for In Space. There's a lot of cool stuff in it, but there's a lot of jank and stuff that cracks me up. It's clearly a 90s show at that point. It cracks me up. It's right on the edge of like making it out of the 90s, but there's still some 90s stuff in there, and you cannot trick me into believing these people are teenagers. You can't. So I look for, I can't wait to see what Dino Fear is going to be like. Like I said, that comes out next year. And I'm waiting for them to like get going on a Power Rangers movie, because they've been talking about a reboot for a while. And one of the things I remember I was reading from Hasbro, they're talking about at some point making it an all girls team at one point. They're thinking about making a Red Ranger a girl to lead the team, kind of change it up. At one point, someone was like, hey, "Would it be cool if the Green Ranger was a girl?" Yeah, it wouldn't bother me. So I'm very curious to see what dynamic they're going to change for the new Power Rangers movies, because the one that came out, was it 2017? I thought was really good, and it changed it, you know, it kind of flipped the script on how Power Rangers would work. And I hope they kind of look at that and go, let's take all the good from that and add it to what we're doing. And so let's see, they haven't confirmed a lot of stuff yet, other than that they're moving in a very specific direction, which is, and that's away from the Sentai stuff, the Super Sentai series. So we'll see what happens with that. Like I said, Dino Fury is the last one of the Super Sentai adaptation. So we'll see what they do after that. So that we probably won't know anything until after 2021, after like a couple of years after. Once Dino Fury comes out next year, it'll probably be another like a couple of years before we hear more about like maybe a future series or even like a movie. We're waiting for movie stuff too. So let me know what you think. If you even watch Power Rangers, do you like Power Rangers? Do you even watch it? Do you think it's stupid? If you do watch Power Rangers, what's your favorite series? Who's your favorite Ranger? Do you agree that the Six Rangers should always be like very important and powerful and not be Zane? Zane, oh, sorry. Oh man, you have to see it. It's so stupid. It's so dumb. It's good kind of stuff. It's like it's entertainment seeing how kooky this Six Ranger is, and how he just, that boy cannot be bothered. That boy was always missing, and it showed up randomly. But then once he was like, all right, I'm out. And it's just like he never stuck around. This boy cracked me up. So, like I said, let me know what you think. Let me know how you feel. This is a House of Darkness revisiting Power Rangers in Space from 1998. You guys have a good one, and stay more phenomenal. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, more fun. Yeah, more fun time. Yeah.